the way humans live, the way they think about the world, has become out of sync with the way nature works. When we emerged from the Middle Ages as self-interested individuals, the natural world was separated from us, disenchanted, and became resources, something to exploit, which exists for our benefit. Then it occurred to people that this expansion in our use of resources could go on forever. So was born the idea of progress. In recent times, progress has become understood purely and simply as an expansion in the material circumstances of human beings. It's as if our society has been turned into an economy, and that has changed the way people understand the world, improving material living standards does make us feel better off, but only up to a certain point. And beyond that point, the benefits of increased material consumption do not make us any happier. So when the corporations started to see that there were limits to the extent to which they could persuade people to consume based simply on needs, they changed their whole approach to selling things. And they began to tell us that by possessing certain goods, we could change who we are. We could have a new identity. We could become a different person. And this is the essence of a brand. We are persuaded to feel dissatisfied, that there's something wrong with us, that we are less of a person, unless we go out and buy. That's why we live in a society dominated by brands, by the market. So when the climate scientists come along and say, well, we have to change our whole consumption society, saying to us is that we have to change the way we think about the world, the way we behave, who we are, what kind of people we are, what kind of society we construct. And this is very threatening to us. And we don't want to listen to it.